Sí, señor presidente.
Yes, Chair, I would just also like to congratulate you on your election, and you can count on the full support and understanding of the Colombian delegation in the work that lay before us during this week. Colombia expresses appreciation for the convocation of this event and reiterates its firm commitment for the implementation of the Durban Declaration and Plan of Action. We condemn racism, xenophobia in all forms and manifestations. We would like to share with you a couple of the challenges and actions taken in our national framework. Colombia is making major efforts to eliminate racism and racial discrimination, xenophobia, and related forms of intolerance. We are trying to increase awareness for the importance of protecting the dignity of all individuals, regardless of their religious status, and so on. Here, Colombian people have ethnic and cultural diversity, and the state promotes the implementation of public policies to ensure non-discrimination. We feel that to increase the effectiveness of the Declaration and Program of Action of Durban, the countries must implement the following elements. First of all, they must be able to count on this public. Recently, our government adopted a plan of action to ensure the development of inequality. This applies to all Colombian citizens, and there are action plans to combat poverty, inequality, with the view that this will help combat social exclusion, economic inequality, and improve the status of vulnerable people who are victims of discrimination. Second of all, we must eliminate causes of poverty. We count on the ethnic capital, and we have funds that have been allocated for the next 4 years to overcome the difficulties of ethnic groups and to enhance their opportunities, ensure proper health care for them, and reduce the gaps to social access, ensure protection of traditional knowledge, and ensure prior informed consent of these groups. In Colombia, we have a specific law that typifies racism and racial discrimination and establishes steps to prosecute the perpetrators thereof. We have recent legislation, where we can prosecute any forms of hate speech. And we also have an observatory to combat racial discrimination. Its aim is to design strategies to increase public awareness of racial discrimination and to provide consulting to ensure a better focus on racial discrimination. The Durban program includes measures to combat xenophobia against non-nationals, especially refugees, migrants, and other related categories. This is one of the main causes for contemporary racism, and we have to take measures to ensure that such groups, vulnerable groups, are not exposed to racial discrimination. Here, Colombia has 1.7 Venezuelan citizens who are migrants in its territory. So we have a special policy for expressing solidarity with these Venezuelan citizens who have come to our country to ensure the full implementation of all of their rights. Now, the aim is to here, the Colombian state has specific strategies in the areas of health, work, employment, and housing for the migrant population. With this strategy, we have reached a great many Venezuelan women and also a great many children, Venezuelan children, in educational institutions in Colombia. And there are a great many minors within the system as well. In addition, we have taken steps to grant Colombian nationality to sons of Venezuelan migrants who have come to Venezuela recently and who are at a risk of statelessness. Colombia is continuing to implement a policy of open doors and is taking every necessary step to ensure the rights and full integration of migrants in all areas of social life, thereby avoiding xenophobia and discrimination. Thank you, Chair.